Amubukon was already checked out to make sure it has no mum. The Lishka Chatloim, the special room of the Tzloim. Now, Arbo Yoimim are Koidim Shlita, which means to say that each one of these had to be checked out 4 days before the Shlita. That's the law. You can't bring a korban, an animal for korban, unless it was checked out 4 days before to make sure it had no mum. So therefore, Yepo, we start out with 6 korbanos, and when you take out 2 one day, you always put another 2 in there that was also just checked out today. So korbanos, you're not going to use it until the 4th day, so at this cheshbon, you'll always have 2 on hand that was checked out 4 days ago. Moshe says, the man who's our Mishnah go like then, goes like Ben Bagbag, he goes according to Ben Bagbag. The time is wrong like this. Ben Bagbag says, Minayin, how do I know to say, L'tomit, that the korban atomit, shetoyin bika arbu yomim koidim shchita, one of all korbanos, at least for korban atomit, that the animal has to be checked out 4 days before it's brought for korban, it has to be checked out to make sure it has no mum. How do you know this? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, Tishmeru lahakrav li b'mayadai. It says here, watch, to bring it at the right time. He's going on a korban hatomit. Well, how do I know the pasuk says, "V'oyu lachem lemishmeres ada b'asa yom lachodesh"? It should be watched, like the pasuk Zereshavir Tishmu and lemishmeres that a korban at Pesach in Mitzrayim, Hashem told him to take it on Yud Nisan, and they first used it on Yudal Erev Pesach. So Hashem told to watch it ada b'asa yom lachodesh harishim. So Mal Alan just look over there by the korban Pesach. Toin Dika Abu Yom had to be checked out 4 days before. He had to hold on to it from Yud Nisan to Yudal Nisan. Koidim Shchit before they brought it for Korban. Is Afkan here also by Korban Atomid? Is also Toin Dika, it has to be checked out to Korban Abu Yom for 4 days. Koidim Shchit before the Shchita. And Dika Rama bring a proof of the source of the Tani. It says, Kedai Lashabas, like our Mishnah, bring a proof also. The Mishnah does not mean to say that these 6 Korbanos are what's supposed to be used on Shabbos and 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So then the question is, you have much more than 6 to meet them. You have a lot of Korbanos. You have Mesafim. So Mishnah does not really mean it should be used. They can name it just as Kedai L'Shabbos. Like Kedai enough for Shabbos. The late Ketana doesn't say really L'Shabbos, it should be used for Shabbos. So Shema Mina. But all the Mishnah means to say is the way it's worked is you have to start out with 6 animals checked out to be used for Korban HaTomid. 4 days in advance before you start using them. Then when you take 2 out for the first day, you put another 2 in. So then those 2 won't be used for 4 days from now. Because the next day you use the next 2, the next 2, the next 2. So that's the cheshbon. It is, you always have to have at least 6 in there that was checked out already. So by the time you come to use them, they'll be there ready for 4 days. But if you want, you can have as many as you want, could be checked out here. Then the Mishnah says, Mishtei chatzitzus u'masichim ha'olam. You have to have at least 2 trumpets, you can have as many as you want. The Atama, how many trumpets could you add? Omer Rav Huna, V'yamilo, Omer Rav Zavdi, Omer Rav Huna, Admei V'yesim. 220 trumpets you could have. Shneva, the Pesach says, V'imoyim Kahanim, Witam Okanim, Lemei V'yesim. 120, Mechatz V'mechatzitzos, the blowing with the Chatzitzos. You see, you can even have up to 120 Chatzitzos in the Beis HaMikdash. Then it says, Mitish Shekhanosh, you can have less than 9 harps. The Tzitzin of Ad, and 1 cymbal. We know what I mean, how do we know this from? On the Rabbas of Yom Kippur, the Pesach says, V'osaf, he was a name, Rosh says, Shem HaLevi, B'metzaltayim, Yashmi'lev, B'metzaltayim, Treh, Zahur, Tzmashmi, there were 2 of them there, not 1. At Treh Heaven, Tzmur says, no, Kivon, Dechodo, Avidito, it was made 1, and Avdi, V'chad, Gavu, Avidbu, Kori, Luchad. Rosh says, Avidito, Chad, Avdi. Symbols are you have to bang 2 things together. Shein beis chatikah, the 2 wide pieces, shematchas of metal, umatim zu azu, the current symbols. So the pasuk says v'yosef v'mitzatayim, as he was banging the 2 symbols, meaning to say that's the way this one instrument is. The symbols are made from 2 pieces you bang together. So you have to have only 1 of them. It was used by itself. I mean one pair. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein peyachsin mishnei moser levim oindem al duchanim." You never have less. By says the shas the shir when levim used to sing, you have to have at least 12 levim they're singing and standing al duchanim on the right place. But umasif na'olam, if you want, you can have as many as you want. You can have more levim also. Ve'ein ha'kote nichnas azora. no cotton of a lady would ever come and do the avodah, and the b'shor shalavim amim b'shir. Only when the Levim used to sing, so even the katana most used to come along and help and sing with them. So hoy amim the neighbor of Achina, they didn't talk to use the instruments to play. Maybe they couldn't play that well yet; they're only kids. Ella b'teb used to sing with the mouth. But they lit in tevel b'nima, that they put sweet spices, like a young voice, a nice sweet young voice, used to come in there and help out the other Levim sing. Rav Loza ben Azayu Weimer and Olu Laminyan. But these kids is not for the Minyan 12. You always have to have at least 12. What? Rav Loza ben Yaakov Weimer right here. And Olu Laminyan, they don't go to the Minyan of 12. And in Olu Laduchen, they don't go up to the special places where the Levim Duchen, where they sing from. And the Borat Soyemdin, they would stand on the ground for Rashayim ben Ragle Halavim. And the heads would be in between the feet of Levim, like Levim were standing on Duchon, like on a platform. They would be standing on the floor, and their head would be at the same place as the feet of Levim. Utsirei HaLevim HaYinikrom, they were called young Levim. That's what they were called, these young ones they used to sing. Rashi says, Tsoirei HaLevim means Shemetzavnes Levim, used to bother them. And we'll see in the Gemara why, that Levim were bothered, the fact that they used to sing so nice, the young ones, so it bothered them a little bit. Another more says, Hani keneged me, like how come you have to have 12 Levim? Hani keneged me, Amra papa keneged tisha keneris, that would be at least 9 hops, or shnei nevolim, and 2 nevolim, v'tzotzel echot, so that's how you have to have at least 12 Levim. Shnei Amrit says, Hu bon av yachav shnei mosa. Together there were 12. Ve'ein akot enichnas lazor lavoyda ela bishor shalavim. How do we know this? On Rav Yechon the Yom HaKroh, Vayamdu Yeshua bon of Yochav Akademiel, or bon of Bnei Yehuda, Ki Yechon Lanatzeach Al HaMelocha, Hashem Avosha Beis Hashem Beis Lekim, Mashma Kenda with the kids, also used to do this avoid of singing. So Mashma B'Shach Levim was singing, he could have the kids there also. Now Lohoyu Oimrim Lei B'Nevim Lei B'Chinim Al Mepeh, they didn't use the instruments to play with. They didn't use a navel or a chin, they used a harp or luria, but only with their mouth. So the main lechurat smash of the Mishnah, the navel lechurat, the chin lechurat. They're not both harps, they're two separate instruments. There's a luria and there's a harp. Says, so lema, let's say Mathisan is the leg, not like a Yehuda. The tiny blower is a Yehuda Weimer. Kina shall migdash. The kina, the harp, and the base of migdash shall shivas neem and have 7 strings to it. Shinemet Bosik says, Sleva Samocha says, Panecha. As out took Rasev, be satisfied, El Sheva. Mashin the base of Migdash, the harp had 7 strings. To show you Mosa Mashiach, that's what they'll sing by Mosa Mashiach with, play with. Shemain, they'll all have 8 strings. Shemain says, La Mosech al Hashminis. Means, I'll name the Hashminis on the 8th string. Shalom Habo, the harp they used to play in Elam Habo, Esther, they'll have 10 strings to it. Shemain says, Allah Yasra, Vialei Novel, Alehi Goy Mechino. Yom Od L'Hashem Mechina B'Nevel L'Asa Zamu Loi Shiru Loi Shir Chodesh. Yeah. So who according to you, do you see what? A kinor is different than a navel. So that's the way our Mishnah is, they're two separate instruments. Someone says no. Afilu Teimor Reb Yehuda. What's that? Mezor Leimor Mas Nisquad Lok Reb Yehuda. Tanya Yehuda Aymer Kinevet Eshal Shivas. Heals Mashma that the kinor and the navel were the same thing. Yeah, Allah also or another, Allah Goyim Mechino. So he said Dashna's Tosin, navel Mechino is the same thing. So it's not like our Mishnah. Sumer says no. Ah, Philo Tamer of Yehuda. The Yerlam Habo. I did the Nefishin Nimin, Didor, Nofish Kola Kinevel, Kola Navel. The rule of the Pshat is that they're two different instruments. We're even going to Yehuda. Just the kinor. That they're going to use an Olam HaBo, they're going to have 10 strings, and have so many strings, it's going to sound just like a navel. Therefore, he holds a navel and a kinor is called the same thing. But really, he agrees that they're two different instruments. He only means to say that the kinor they're going to use for Olam HaBo, that's going to sound just like a regular navel. The way we have it right now, about the navel is one instrument, and the kinor is the harp, two different instruments. Yeah. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer. And Olam and Aminyan. That when you use the kids there, they don't count for they're not part of the 12 Levim. Tanu, we learned, Usoyede HaLevim HaYinikroyim. They're like the helpers of Levim. The Tanu did down our Tanu. Why is it called Tsiyurei? Our Tana says with Suri Halavim on Nikroim, Tana Dan Kivan Dahani Kotin Kalayu, that these young ones, their voice is very like thin. Vani Alf Kalayu, the old Levium, their voice is very thick. Is Hani Kamatate, Sahani Loi Kamatate. Like Rashi says, Kalayma Maktinim Vyosim Kurlam Dak Dak Vyofa, that the young ones' voices are very clear, like a nice thin voice. It wasn't so shaky like the older ones. And therefore, Korolu Tsari, it's called like Tsari, means this, they used to like be Mitzrayim, make the older ones feel bad a little bit. They used to give them Tsaris, pain. Because the older ones didn't have such a nice, sweet voice like the younger ones. So that's why our Tana calls it Tsirei, is that a little bit of a Tsar, used to give a little bit of pain to the older Levim. Yeah. Hagin Alecha Ein Nerchim. To sound so Tsirei means the young ones, but they give a little bit of Tsar to the older ones. Now the Mishnah says, Yesh Berchen Lehokin Lehachmir. That the Torah gives a special sum, how much you're worth. Let's say you're 30 years old, you're worth $50. So it's lechumra and it's lochil. For certain times you should be worth much more, so it's cool just to pay that much. For certain times the guy's a real sick guy, mukashkin, is not worth too much, so he's called lechumra to pay that much. The same thing with a steachuza. Then the Torah gives a special amount, how much you could redeem if you're makdish a steachuza. The Torah says you could be poiderit with, haste loyim with a special, we'll see in the Gemara, a special shear of the karka with a cheap price. Also, is lahokol hachmir. Sometimes the karka is very bad, so that price is expensive. And most times, though, the karka is much more expensive, that price is a cheap price. When the shor hamuah shemis ervit, when the shor kills the neb, the Torah says to pay shloshim shkolim. So also lahokol hachmir. Sometimes the neb is worth more, sometimes worth less. If you minus a girl and a father girl, you have to pay 50 shkolim. Or my sishema, you have to pay 100 shkolim. Same thing, lahokel or lahachmir. Sometimes you should have to pay more, so there's a kula. Sometimes less, there's a kumra. Now explains. Yesh piyech lahokel lahachmir. Sometimes erchon has a kula and a lahachmir in it. Keitzad. Echot sherech es hanor shabisrael. Somebody says, I want to pay the value of a beautiful Yisrael. And then somebody says, v'yefak koyesh shabisrael. I want to pay the value of the ugliest person in Yisrael. Both of them have to pay, Nesim Chemish himself, the guy's 30 years old, both of them have to pay 50 shkolim. And so for one it's a chumah, for one it's a kula. The imam are dumb of a lab, like if somebody would have said, I want to pay the value of them, Nesim Shavi of them, for the beautiful one you have to pay much, much more, and for the ugly one you have to pay much, much less. So if with this chumah 50, or the Mishnah would say, anytime a Torah says a chumah exact amount, it always in certain ways it's a kula, and in certain ways it's a chumah. The imam says no. Yesh b'yerchen lehokel lehachmir keitzad echad sherech. Now b'Yisrael lim b'evet kechav lo. The Mishnah only says you can make an erchen of another Jew, but doesn't say that a Jew can mechayv himself to pay how much a goy is worth. So who leimu mathisim leikra meyer then? There's none, because we had before oyvi kechav meyer meyer roim in nerech. He does have an erchen. Means somebody else could say, I want to give the value of a goy. Avolei marv, just a goy himself can be mechayv himself, but he's in the parsha of erchen. So Mar says no. Really, I feel time remain. Maybe our Mishnah goes to Kranch Rabbi Meir. And who are the Chavim Nami? That a Jew could say, I want to pay the value of a guy. That's lost in the Pasha Berchen. Ella, why does the Mishnah only say a Jew?